Hi, my name's Andrew Thorpe, and this is another audio recording introducing the A to Z of effective presenting. And on this occasion, we're going to focus on B for body language. Now, body language is a really interesting topic because so much of the way we communicate is to do with the way we say things rather than necessarily the words we use. So things like facial expressions, hand gestures, your stance, feet movement, all of these things give clues as to what's bubbling under the surface. Now, what body language experts often focus on is what they term congruence. In other words, they're looking for a match between the words we say and how we say them. So, for example, if I say, I'm really thrilled to be here today. Nobody will believe the words because the way that I said them didn't match what was meant by the words themselves. And where there's a mismatch, as human beings, we will usually trust the non-verbal signals rather than the words themselves. And a lot of the time, if you're interested in improving the way that you say things and the impact it's having on the audience, you can ask them what they think of how you've said something. And that's something we do at our speakeasy groups very often. It's a great mechanism for getting that valuable audience perspective. But if you're on your own, you can also video yourself delivering a message, but play it back with the sound muted. It's a really good way then of understanding how you're coming across with those non-verbal signals. But be careful about body language, about worrying about it too much, because you don't want to seize up. You don't want to be so self-conscious about the way you're standing and what you're doing with your hands at every moment that you become constricted. It's actually better if we can get you into some kind of flow. And you're in flow when you're really connected with the emotion behind your message, how you believe in what you're talking about, and the passion starts to come through. And then, strangely enough, a lot of those awkward mannerisms sort themselves out in a natural way. So if you're interested in body language and many, many other aspects of effective presenting, go to www.mojoyourbusiness.com and have a look at the shop section of the website where you'll be able to obtain a copy of the A to Z of effective presenting.